32 Denver public schools that do not have air conditioning will close early, and 4 will close entirely because of extreme heat. DPS officials told CBS yesterday that closing because of the intensity of the high temperatures brought by the current September heat wave is a last resort to keep students and school staff safe. There are currently 55 schools in the district that don't have AC. The district had planned to install air conditioning in many of these facilities during the summer with a nearly $130 million voter-funded bond passed in 2020. A DPS official told the Denver Post that supply chain issues delayed the installation. So far, only 6 of these schools have completed full installations. Officials say the schools will close early for the rest of the week. The long weekend for CU Boulder students living on University Hill ended in several incidents of sexual misconduct and burglaries. The Boulder Police Department reported 3 separate occasions of a male breaking into homes and engaging in sexual acts and stealing from victims. They described the suspect as a college-age man who is about 6 feet tall. KGNU's Claire Purnell reports.
The string of 3 break-ins over the past weekend all happened within a block of each other and with similar reports from victims. The first reported break-in this weekend occurred close to 4 a.m. Saturday on the Hill. The suspect broke into a house of CU Boulder female students. The victim of this incident was asleep in her bed and awoke to the suspect committing a lewd act near her, according to a release from BPD. Close to 6 a.m. on Sunday, another incident occurred 1 block over on the 1000 block of Pleasant Street. This victim also woke up to the suspect committing a lewd act near her. The victim and another woman in the same apartment reported missing car keys. On Monday at around 6 a.m., another report came in. The police say the woman in this apartment awoke to the suspect touching her in a sexual manner. The suspect then went into another bedroom in the apartment where he was confronted by another victim, according to BPD. BPD are still searching for the suspects and ask that anyone nearby with surveillance cameras or pictures share them with the police. Other victims or anyone who has information related to these crimes is asked to call Detective Flynn at 303-441-1850 in reference case 228786. Anyone who would like to remain anonymous and provide information may contact Colorado Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
Donors with deep pockets are in a race to outspend each other in the upcoming gubernatorial election. Kira Damari has more.
Weld County ranch owner Steve Wells has become one of the largest contributors to Republican-backed races in Colorado. Wells, whose fortune comes from oil and gas drilling, has spent $6 million towards Republican Colorado governor candidate Heidi Ganahl. Ganahl serves on CU Board of Regents and is an outspoken critic of teaching critical race theory in schools. Wells helped lead the 2019 recall of Weld County's first Latina lesbian elected to the State House, Rochelle Galindo. He has a history of using his money to influence Colorado politics. Wells told the Colorado Sun that he isn't sure how much he'll spend to get Ganahl elected, he just wants to be Governor Jared Polis. I honestly believe this is probably the most important election Colorado will ever see. I look at the drugs, I look at the crime, I'm looking at the homelessness, I'm looking at the economy. These guys have made a mess out of everything, he said to the Colorado Sun. Wells spent $401,000 on campaign-related radio and TV ads that will air September 12th through November 6th. According to The Sun, they mention inflation, drug abuse, and homelessness. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.
The Longmont City Council is recruiting residents to fill positions on city boards and commissions. Applicants for the volunteer positions must reside in Longmont 1 year prior to applying, be a registered voter, and attend prior meetings to the specific boards they are applying for in order to be eligible for the process. Applications are due before 5 p.m. on Friday, October 14th, 2022. More information is available online at longmontcolorado.gov/boards. The City of Boulder's Office of Arts and Culture is seeking local artists or art professionals to apply for multiple opportunities offered by the City of Boulder's Public Art Program. Some of these opportunities include a project involving the Valmont Park Rain Garden, a position on the Creative Neighborhoods Mural Program, and many more. Any artist looking to apply can visit the City of Boulder's Office of Arts and Culture website for more information. The National Weather Service expects record heat again today with highs in the upper 90s to 100 degrees across the plains. The hot and dry weather will also lead to elevated fire weather conditions. There is a heat advisory today from 10 a.m. this morning to 6 p.m. this evening. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has issued an Ozone Action Day alert. Active children and adults and people with lung disease should reduce prolonged or heavy outdoor exertion. The low today is 65. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.